blend of the comfortingly familiar and oddly unknown. It is disconcerting to find yourself so simultaneously in your element and out of it. I can enumerate all manner of minutiae that mark me out as an American. Which of the 50 states has a unicameral legislature? What a squeeze play is in baseball? Who played Captain Kangaroo on TV? I even know about 2/3 of the words to the Star-Spangled Banner, which is more than some people who have sung it publicly. But send me to the hardware store, and even now I am totally lost. For months I had conversations with a sales clerk at our local True Value that went something like this. Hi, I need some of that stuff you fill holes in walls with. My wife's people call it polyfiller. Oh, you mean spackle. Very possibly. And I need some of those little plastic things that you use to hold screws in the wall when you put shelves up. I know them as raw plugs. Well, we call them anchors. I shall make a mental note of it. Really, I could hardly have felt more foreign if I had stood there dressed in lederhosen. All this was a shock to me. Although I was always very happy in Britain, I never stopped thinking of America as home, in the fundamental sense of the term. It was where I came from, what I really understood, the base against which all else was measured. In a funny way, nothing makes you feel more like a native of your own country.